Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein, and I'm joined by Madan Panchakshiram, Director of Product Management and Marketing at Varex Technologies. Welcome, Madan.
Hi, Allison.
I don't think we've had Varex on the program before. Could you describe the background behind Varex Technologies and how you guys are working in the networking arena?
Varex is a provider of test and measurement solutions focused on communication networks. We've been around for the last 13 years. We've been offering automated test solutions for verification in broadband access, carrier internet, data center, enterprises, and industrial networks. We offer test and measurement solutions mostly based on software. Typically, the test and measurement solutions were dominated by expensive and specialized hardware platforms. We started offering these on software platforms, and that's been our key strength. There's an expectation that every aspect of networking has to be software-based. So we've been lately focusing more on providing testing, monitoring, visibility, and analytics solutions around the SDN, NFV, cloud, and IoT deployments. We've been also honored recently by our 2015 Internet Telephony as a pioneer in NFV. And also recently we got selected as a Red Herring Top 100 in Asia. We've also been contributing actively in MEF, Open Cloud Connect, and IETF, in shaping the evolution of next-generation network testing, benchmarking, management, visibility, and analytics.
You talked a little bit about the changes in testing parameters, but do you think that there's a higher expectation of the industry on testing the robustness and capabilities of these solutions as they hit the market, given that they're new technology?
Whenever people are developing solutions, they want to focus on testing the robustness and scalability of the software-defined functions, right, or network functions that they call. That's on one side. And also on the other side, once these solutions get into the actual real deployment, they also need virtualized test functions to validate SLAs before they turn on a new service. And also after the service is turned up, to continuously monitor them. And also in case of any issues, to diagnose them. So they're looking at test functions also to be virtualized and on demand.
When you looked at the opportunity being a test vendor, and working with the full scope of industry around solutions testing, is there particular areas near term that were important to prioritize in terms of the unique tests that you're delivering to the marketplace?
Yeah, so we've been of late focusing more on test functions deployed in the live networks. Today, industry is transitioning towards dynamic and on-demand services deployed using orchestration. This leads to a stage where customers not only change services easily, it also becomes easy for them to switch operators easily. So that mandates service assurance as a key important thing. And how do we deliver service assurance in this world of dynamic services? You need a virtualized test function. We saw those as an opportunity. And as you may be knowing, ETSI, European Telecommunication Standard Institute, as part of their architecture, have also defined virtualized test agents. These are key elements to assure SLAs. We are focused more on facilitating SLA assurance in an orchestrated world. So that's the key opportunity that we saw. Today, we see operators having these NFV POPs, point of presences, where they deploy x86 servers hosting various network functions. And these test agents will also be part of that. They will play a key role in assuring services. And how industry is also looking at this, using the devices which are there, say an aggregation router which is deployed in the point of presence, will also support virtualization. And these test functions can be spin-off on demand onto these virtualization supported network devices. We've also been doing several POCs. More notably, one of our key service provider clients in Europe has been asking for this, and we've started deploying virtual probes on network elements on the aggregation router and the customer side demarcation device. And it performs various functionalities like service turn-up testing or monitoring or diagnostics. So this is a great opportunity that we are seeing, and there's been acceptance from service providers. They've been asking for it, and we're excited about this opportunity.
You've got the SAM test in the marketplace as well as SAM test virtual probes. What are the types of companies that you're collaborating with for testing? Is it mostly ecosystem players like OEM offering virtual CPAs and virtual service aggregation platforms? Or does it also extend into the telcos themselves who are looking at testing equipment as it's coming online in their environments?
We are actually partnering with both. more so service providers are themselves driving this, right, for us in collaborating with these device manufacturers like virtual CPEs or network aggregation platforms. So we're actually seeing interest from both sides. On one side, service providers themselves are driving their solution providers to support virtual probes from vendors like us. And on the other side, the device manufacturers themselves are also looking for partners for specific network functions that they can host. Like routing vendor supports router functionality, but they're also looking for vendors who can do firewalls as a virtualized test function. We see interest from both the sides, and we're happy to see that the service providers themselves are driving this in most cases. So that assures us that industry is in that direction. We're on the right track.
One decision that you guys have made recently is also to become members of the Intel Network Builders Program. Can you tell me a little bit of what drove that decision and what value you're perceiving to get out of that program and the collaboration there?
When we as a company were focused on developing software-based testing solutions, Intel platforms have always been our reference platforms. And then we came to know about this Intel Network Builders Program, and we saw that as a great opportunity. It brings together people who are actually developing Intel-based solutions. So that becomes an easy point for us to know people who are doing it, and we're actively looking for partners. So out of this Builders Program, and knowing that they're also doing based on Intel, helps us to initiate discussions and work very closely with them. So it's been good for us to join the Intel Network Builders Program.
You've got Samtest and Samtest Virtual Probes in the market now. Can you tell me about the industry response to these testing technologies and what's on the horizon in terms of next for Varex?
The virtual probes is just the starting point for us, and the reception from the market has been good. We're actively doing proof of concepts with service providers, and we're also seeing requests from other vendors in the market. As a next step, we're taking this platform into virtualized visibility. We're also doing virtualized network tabs. We're also getting into analytics and things like that. So a lot of things we're very closely discussing with service providers, actively taking in their requests and evolving our roadmap based on this. We're pretty excited about the virtualization NFV as an opportunity for us, and we're very much aligned to this evolution.
If folks are interested in finding out more about Varex Solutions, where would you send them for more information, and how can they engage with you?
The website is www.varextech.com, and they can also write to us at info@varextech.com. We'll be happy to respond to those.
Thank you so much for being on the program today, Madan. It's been a pleasure to learn more about Varex technologies and the solutions you're bringing to the marketplace. Obviously, quality testing is critical as we move forward with virtualized network solutions in the marketplace.
Thanks, Alison. It's nice talking to you. Thanks for the opportunity given to us to explain more about our offerings.